Text numéro 7. An absent monarchy during a national crisis. For any monarchy that wants to be central to national life, presence is important. In the media, at public events, and in the minds of its subjects, the monarchy's usefulness and mystique need to be reinforced and appreciated on a regular basis. Often, this means a physical presence. The never-ending cycle of public appearances that in normal times makes up their self-consciously dutiful schedule. In 2018, the pollsters found that almost a third of Britons said they had seen or met the Queen in person. No elected British politician has been enduring or famous enough to match that. Yet the last 8 months have been very different. Since the pandemic took hold, the royal family has retreated from view for long stretches. And in these absences, the limits of a monarchy as a source of national unity and reassurance can be discerned. The Queen is 94 and needs to conserve her energies. Prince Charles and Prince William caught coronavirus early in the pandemic, so in some ways, her seclusion since March is easy to justify. According to the Daily Telegraph, COVID-19 has changed the royal family forever. A BBC royal correspondent says the monarchy has become more informal, more personal and intimate. Perhaps. But what it hasn't done is guide its subjects through the crisis in any sustained way. This failure is all the more striking because for the last decade, our popular culture has been full of stories about the monarchy playing a key role in national crises, with, for instance, the 2010 film The King's Speech and the Netflix series The Crown. All these highly successful dramas have presented the monarchy as a vital source of continuity and stability. Yet while our 20th century monarchy has been portrayed as outward-looking, sometimes heroic, the 21st century version has become more inward-looking. Royalists often argue that a need for our monarchs to remain apolitical limits them to very occasional coded interventions. But even in a highly charged political atmosphere, the Queen can speak up about public matters when the will is there. The fact that she usually hasn't done so over the last decade might explain a cooling of support for the monarchy. From between 70% and 80% in the early 2010s to nearer 60% now. Britons living through dangerous times may have sensed that the royal family, like other members of the global elite, are largely insulated from the mounting troubles faced by the rest of us. If you're a monarchist, the past 8 months ought to have unsettled you. Britain isn't likely to become a republic anytime soon, but at times during the pandemic, it has begun to feel like one. Adapted from The Guardian, November 2020.